college-bound students have a lot of tough decisions to make.
Finding a college that was more affordable was the better goal than trying to find a college that was my dream.
Sycamore High School senior Amani Brinkman is choosing to go out of state for college.
For most schools, it's $40,000, $30,000, $50,000 a year, and you don't have that in your pocket. You have to look out. You have to get scholarships. You have to see how much you get from financial aid.
Brinkman's classmate Sarah Gahagan also chose a private out-of-state college to study pre-law. Their high school is just a few miles from Northern Illinois University.
If I would have stayed in Illinois, if I decided to go to a public university in Illinois, it's just another added uncertainty. One that I don't have to deal with going out to Marquette.
Gahagan says some of that uncertainty comes from the state's continuing budget gridlock and whether schools will have appropriations for funds like MAP grants. Jennifer Charles is a counselor at Sycamore High School. She says the school uses an online program called Naviance. It surveys students on their interests and needs and gives them results for what might be a good fit for their college experience. Charles says she doesn't try to sway students in a certain direction.
We don't know what's best for them. The student and their parents know what's best for them. We're just here to make sure that they're getting what they want and that we're here to support them to the best of our ability.
Charles says she sees about a 50-50 split of students choosing to stay in state. NIU's enrollment has dipped steadily since fall 2006, when more than 25,000 students were enrolled. The official 10-day enrollment numbers last fall showed just more than 19,000 students. Larry Pinkleton is NIU's Associate Vice President for Finance and Budget. He's also acting Chief Financial Officer. He says there isn't a simple explanation for why more students aren't choosing NIU.
The admissions, comes into play. The level of financial aid that can be offered to a student. So I think when you really start to peel that onion back and you look at all the myriad of factors, it's hard to pinpoint any one thing.
Pinkleton says one thing is clear. Having fewer students enrolled negatively affects NIU's bottom line.
Our success is completely predicated on the student's success. The student has to make a decision to come, the student has to make a decision to stay, and the student ultimately makes a decision to walk across, the platform and get that degree.
Schools like the University of Illinois and Illinois State University are seeing a different trend. Their enrollment numbers have climbed in recent years. The U of I Board of Trustees recently endorsed a plan to increase enrollment by nearly 15% at its three campuses over the next 5 years. Pinkleton says that means there's work to do to keep their slice of the enrollment pie.
As the pie shrinks, it places more and more pressure on the institutions in the state of Illinois to try to hold on to their share of the students that are, either in the state or might choose to come to the state. And then hopefully try to compensate with any population losses at the state by getting a bigger piece of somebody else's enrollment.
So how is NIU trying to get a bigger taste? Harlan Teller is the interim vice president of undergraduate enrollment management at NIU. He says the university doesn't have an issue with retaining students. It's a matter of yield, or getting those who are admitted to NIU to actually enroll. Teller says the yield rate is only 23%. He says that's compared to the national average of 36%. Teller says it takes a lot of effort to increase that number.
What I like to say is it takes a university to enroll a student. And what I mean by that is that from the time that a student signs an inquiry card to the time that they actually are sitting in a classroom at NIU, it's a very long journey.
Teller says NIU administration is working to improve its communication strategies based on results from a brand initiative survey a couple years ago.
One of the things that that really came through to me was that our brand image, or the things, the attributes that we're best known for, were different from stakeholder group to stakeholder group, which told me at the time 2 years ago, that we weren't necessarily communicating as cohesively with as sharp a set of messaging and themes as we needed to.
Soteller says the university is developing new ways to reach prospective students. He says the administration recently launched a brand awareness campaign that includes new billboards on some of the state's busiest interstates. Teller says effective communication means making every dollar count.
A big thing that we're going to be looking at is, you know, how can we best do that? How can we do a better job of being much more precise and strategic about spending our ad media dollars, which is frankly not as many dollars as what some other universities have.
Teller says he hopes the campaign can bring in more non-traditional candidates, including international or out-of-state students. Sycamore High School counselor Jennifer Charles says while she doesn't force any student in a particular direction, she does have advice for students on the higher education hunt.
Make sure that's a place that you really want to be at for 4+ years, because that's going to be like your second home.
And in this case, those keeping an eye on enrollment at NIU are trying to keep the hometown team on each student's short list. I'm Jesse Schlax, WNIJ News.